This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, welcome back to the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. This is week 26 this year. We're joined, as always, with Dr. Frank Rossi. And Frank, the first thing we got to talk about is the weather. It's been real warm last week. How exactly warm has it been?
Well, Art said 8 degrees above normal, but you and I heard the real fun statistic was the longest it's been over 80 in the city of Syracuse all year.
Yeah.
So essentially, it appears that summer came for a few weeks in September.
Yeah.
So all those people looking at Syracuse as a place to live out their lives would remember that summer comes for a few weeks in September, and that's pretty much it. So, and it looks like more of that's going to be happening. Warm weather is going to continue, but I think the other part of the story was the drying.
Yeah.
You know, I think on the very much different than last year, where we had a very dry growing season and then a very moist fall, we're having a little bit of an opposite effect now, wet growing season with a dry fall. And that, of course, compromises a number of the practices we're going to want to do in the fall, particularly seeding and overseeding areas, renovating areas. If you don't have irrigation, it's okay to get the work going, but the seed's going to sit there for a while, it appears. Now, the other thing about the drying that I thought was fascinating was, you know, these hurricanes that are going up along the coast are bringing a lot of cloudy weather, humid weather to the coastline. So ET is very low there. The drying is even more intense in the Adirondacks than it is along Long Island. And I think the last point I'll make before we transition to the other pest issues is the very high disease risk we're seeing. Brown patch, dollar spot, and foliar anthracnose models on our forecast website are red, red, red. So, you know, you'd think by this time of year, you wouldn't be sweating these warm weather diseases, but the heavy dew, the lots of moisture in the system in the morning, even though it's dry, the very high temperatures are making us feel like it's almost the dog days of August.
Yeah.
Rather than the middle of September. And that has raised a number of concerns with regard to our insect issues.
Yeah, so we had a nice conversation with Dr. Wickings, our entomologist here at Cornell, and he was talking about crane flies, a lot of people seeing these on home lawns and the adults flying around everywhere. We're seeing Japanese beetles still mating this late in the year. And he mentioned that actually the legacy effect from last fall and the mild winter is still kind of causing those problems even a year later.
Yeah, and I think that's, as you said offline with me, the asynchronicity this sets up with scouting,
yeah.
Right? That if you've got grubs, if you got adult Jap beetles laying eggs now, right, when are those things going to hatch and start feeding? Are we talking about the climate changing in a way where some of our more severe grub pressure is now going to move to the spring?
Mm-hmm.
Because in fact, if we have another mild winter, both the crane fly adults that are busy doing their things now and the Japanese beetle adults that are busy doing their business now, they're going to lay their eggs. Another mild winter means we're going to have a huge flush of these insects in the spring when two things are possible. One is we don't see it coming and we see this widespread damage that we don't anticipate, or we try to make an application now, or we try to make an application in the spring, and because of the lack of synchronicity of the populations, even an application of an insecticide is not going to be effective. And I think this is the reality, Carl, that we're facing moving forward with the funky climate.
Yeah.
Right. The climate is, I mean, I saw a lawn the other day completely blooming in dandelion puffballs in the fall. So I do think that it's important for us to keep doing these kinds of educational things on a pop-up basis, because whether it's insects or weeds or even funky diseases that we're having now, I think sometimes people think, well, you know, it's September, I should be seeding, I don't really have to worry about these problems. And if you're not observant, if you're not paying attention to it, you really could get blindsided by a pretty severe problem. Either it's vertebrate damage or odd crane fly damage that now Kyle's finding all the way up into Franklin County.
Yeah.
You know, we've started to see these crane flies moving in sod. We've started to see them move along the I-90 corridor It's not going to be long till they're in other parts of New York State. And so I do think as we wrap up that some of the things we have to consider moving forward is you can't just operate your business the way you always have with the way our system is responding to the very, very unpredictable changing climate.
Yeah, it's just very difficult to manage based on a calendar now. With the changing climate, you have to be more flexible. You have to be more responsive to things that are happening in shorter time intervals. And of course, one way to do that, and the best way to do that, is to go out and scout yourself and log all of these changes as they're happening. But, you know, we hope that this Shortcut Early Bird podcast is providing an additional way, additional information source for you, and hopefully is keeping you up to date on what is happening and may happen in the future. So with that, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.